You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. In the last few days, millions of Americans have started voting early, in person or by mail. Some elderly, disabled, and working people may need help in returning their ballot, but in some states, there are restrictive rules about who can return it if you need assistance. Typically, an elder or disabled voter depends on a family member to get a ballot returned by mail or dropped off to an election office. In Alabama, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, and Virginia, only a voter can return the ballot, with few exceptions. For the mobility disabled, this can be a significant barrier, whether walking to the postal box or delivering it to an election office. According to the National Conference of State Legislatures, 31 states allow some kind of designated delivery agent. In 10 states like Arizona, Connecticut, and Kentucky, family members or caregivers are allowed to deliver ballots. In Oklahoma, only a spouse, and in Texas and New Hampshire, only certain family members. 16 states like Nevada, Kansas, and Florida allow the voter to designate a person such as a neighbor or church member to deliver a ballot. In general, dropping off a ballot at an election office may require the delivery agent to show ID and possibly fill out a form. These rules vary widely by state, so it's best to check with your local election office for details. For a list of general rules by state, visit AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. For the American Democracy Minute, I'm Brian Beal.